Topic 2, a web-based experiment, involving file names of homepages. Generally, the homepage, or first page, of a conventional HTML website is designated by the file name index. That is, most web servers are programmed to interpret index as a homepage. The above might lead some people to assume that the file name of the homepage must be index. Based on this assumption, you cannot choose an arbitrary file name for the homepage, and you cannot place more than one website in a specific directory or folder. This is because they would have the same file name, which generally is index. When two documents with the same file name are placed in the same directory, the second file entered would overwrite the previously entered file. However, the following experiment proved that the assumption and related conclusion presented above is incorrect. Based on the experimental results, you can create a homepage with any file name you choose, providing you display the resulting URL with the file name and file extension. This implies that you can place two or more websites in the same directory, if different file names are used. The three experimental websites presented below do not have a homepage named index. These websites are sharing the same directory with other websites that were previously created. The URLs presented below will function in the address bar of any web browser, or you can left-click on them, and a website will open. Experimental website www.techfortext.com web link. There is another website on this directory, which was previously created, which is www.techfortext.com. This URL can also be written with the file name and file extension, www.techfortext.com web link. See the note at the end of this paragraph. Experimental website www.david100.com web link. There is another website on this directory, which is www.david100.com. This URL can also be written with the file name and file extension as follows, www.david100.com web link. See the note at the end of this paragraph. Experimental website www.techfortext.com web link. There is another website on this directory with the URL presented below, www.techfortext.com. Just like the above example, this URL can be written with the file name and file extension, as displayed below, www.techfortext.com web link. See the note at the end of this paragraph. Note, with conventional techniques, the URL of the homepage does not have to be displayed with the file name and file extension. This is because the server is programmed to search for the homepage with the word index, when no file name or file extension is displayed in the URL. The technique implied by the above experiment is potentially useful. You can choose any file name for the homepage, and you can enter a limitless number of websites in the same directory. However, this technique should not be used with major website construction, especially if the website is for a business. The file names and configuration of the above websites might confuse search engines, and almost certainly would confuse technicians that are maintaining the server or providing technical support. There might be other unanticipated adverse effects associated with the technique. However, I did not encounter any problems with the technique and the experimental websites. If there were any difficulties, the consequences would be insignificant, because the experimental websites do not contain important data. Web links to access other authors, for additional and supporting information, as well as alternative interpretations, explanations, opinions, and conventional ways of creating a website. Web-based videos. YouTube search page, creating a website. How to create a website with WordPress by Jeff Blake. How to build a website in 7 steps. Using Microsoft Word to build websites. Web-based articles. Create your new website for free. WordPress.com. What is the index.html page? Create default web pages by Jennifer Kiernan. 8 effective web design principles you should know. 7 best practices for improving your website's usability.